With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
Hello everybody and welcome to September's edition of the EvoStick NPL show, pre-recorded live on Wednesday evening at the marvellous Heat and Hops in Stockport. Joining me round the table, the great and good of non-league football, Mr. Ian Burke is here from 26-0, Ian Chris.
Sorry, Ben. Yeah.
Andrew Simpson is here from the Mid-Cheshire Guardian range of glorious newspapers.
Indeed.
And James Hayes is here, social media officer from the league.
Good evening.
And also coming up on this month's show, we're going to be joined later by Neil Young, manager at Marine, John Mackay, chairman at Workington, and also we're going to be hearing from the new manager Lancaster City, Mr. Mark Fell.
Jam blooming pack tag.
I know. I mean, the thing, Mark Fell, we'll come. Should we come to him first?
Breaking news. Well, not breaking
news. It is breaking news on Wednesday. Announces the new manager's obviously left Rammer, where he did a decent job, to be fair. And it's a big appointment, though, that, isn't it?
It's a very interesting one. I noticed on the press release that he actually relocated back up to Lancaster after a few years away from the area. And so it will have been a bit of a bind having to go to and fro at Ramsbottom. It's not the easiest of trips in the world, I suppose, having to get round Preston and all that. And it'll suit him down to the ground, this. There were question marks over him at Rammy originally when they had that torrid second half of the season. Actually, originally, they were doing great, weren't they? They were flying, but they had a really poor second half of the season, just about avoided relegation from absolute mid-table comfort. And second season settled things down and whatnot, and Rami started okay, I suppose, this third season. But is it a man to rescue Lancaster? I'd suggest it's going to be difficult.
And it is looking like a bit of a rescue job is needed. I mean, it's 4 points adrift at the moment. As an FC fan, I'm not one to talk. But 4 points at this stage of the season is not impossible.
Let's say what it is. They're going to be in a relegation battle. And it's all about finishing fourth bottom. And if they do, that's a good outcome.
Shall we hear from Mark Fell now, then? Let's get him on while we're talking.
Oh, you haven't told me he was round the corner.
No, Mark Fell, come on down. No, I've not actually arranged the interview yet. This is a little bit of magic of radio. Because I've gone, we've had a chat in the production meeting. And we basically go, you know what? We should get Mark Fell on. So let's hear from Mark Fell in the future. New manager at Lancaster City. Mark, a big thank you for squeezing us in. It's been a very hectic week for yourself. How are you settling in at the club?
We're getting there. It's taken a while. Obviously, phone's been red hot, and it's amazing the amount of people that you maybe haven't spoken to for a while who were all of a sudden in touch. But that's the nature of football and the nature of life, I suppose. We had a good training session with the lads last night. They applied themselves really, really well. And we've obviously got a really tough start to our sort of reign at the club tomorrow when we host Basford, but we're satisfied that we've made sort of we've hit the ground running, and hopefully the proof will be in the pudding tomorrow.
What's your assessment of the squad? Because obviously it's been a difficult start for the club, but Lancaster's had a good couple of seasons, so there must be a good squad there.
There is a good squad there. There's a really good set of players. We watched the game, myself and Graham Lancashire watched the game on Tuesday night at Farsley. We thought the lads were extremely unlucky. Wrong side of the margins on two set plays, two little mistakes, but gives an indication of how you get punished at this level if you do make those mistakes in the wrong areas. So we're pleased that we've got a set of lads that are all put in the right direction, a set of lads that we think are a good set of footballers. Yes, the nature of a new manager coming in means that there's some ins and outs, and that may be the case over the next coming weeks, but in terms of a platform and a base to work from, we're really happy, and we do think that we've got a great chance of getting ourselves some points on the board very quickly and hopefully starting to look up at the top half of the division.
And obviously, like you say, it's a bit of a batsman firing away with Basford. Basford's away form hasn't been the best, but you want to send a message out here to the home support tomorrow, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. We obviously want to try and engage the home fans as much as we can. The crowds at Lancaster are generally pretty good. We obviously want to increase them if we can, and that's by playing a brand of football that people want to come and pay the money and watch. So we know tomorrow will be tough. We've done our homework and our due diligence on Basford, as we do with every opponent. And actually, Lancaster only played them a couple of weeks ago at Basford as well. So we've got a bit of information. Ultimately, it'll be trying to put a team out that's going to get the required result. But I mean, I suppose in many ways it's a bit of a free hit for us, the second in division. I suppose when you look at the league table, it will look like an away win on paper, but we'll do everything we can to get something positive from the game.
Mark Fell there, joining us here on the EvoStick NPL show for the month of September. That's breaking news on Wednesday. There's probably breaking news on Thursday and Friday as well.
Usually they do that on purpose.
They do. Yeah, can you have a word?
I'll try my best.
Yeah. Stop tweeting and stuff, yeah? Anyway, so later on in the show, we are going to be talking the FA Cup. We've got Neil Young coming on, manager at Marine. They've got a big game this weekend. And we've also got John Mackay, chairman at Workington, to talk about Workington in the FA Cup as well. But let's start the next bit by talking about the top end of the Premier Division. I'm going to come to you, Simo, because Warrington Town are looking like they're going to win this league by 10 points, which is a turnaround of 20 points over South Shields, which means Berkey's 20 times wrong.
Not only that, I mean, Toby kind of hinted at the fact that this season is all about Warrington trolling us now, because none of us tip them. I don't think any of us sit them to get in the playoffs. It is starting to make us look really foolish, but that's an annual event making us look foolish on our predictions. On a serious note, I mean, what a few weeks that they've had. They've won six successive games now, which is a run that's taken them to the top of the table. We kind of billed it, didn't we, last time? It was kind of the first blockbuster was on the horizon, the first big clash between two of the top teams, and Warrington won it resoundingly against South Shields on Saturday, which I think probably sent reverberations a little bit around the league. In some ways, the win last night 1-0 against Micklover is just as impressive. There was no kind of after the Lord Mayor show. They apparently didn't play well last night, dug it out, got 3 points on the board to follow up a brilliant, brilliant win on Saturday, we have to say that. And they're looking pretty unstoppable. They've kept 8 successive clean sheets.
Yeah, I mean, we were talking earlier. That's got to be up there for a record, isn't it?
I don't know officially whether it is, but it's got to be.
Is that a league? That's got to be. Not if, just Warrington, isn't it?
We'll double check, but Dom, if Dom's listening, leave a comment below on the...
It's formidable, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's formidable. And everybody else should be a little bit worried, because they're, you know, they're clicking into gear pretty ominously.
Yeah, Bowen Dixon starting to pull strings in midfield now, scored in the last 3 games. Well, apart from last night, but it scored in 3.
It's not only that, they're still strengthening as well in this situation. Who did they sign last week?
Dom Reid from Marine, yeah.
They've only conceded 3 goals all season, and they came in the first 2 games of the season. One of them was against Lancaster. Yeah. We all hate Lancaster shoulders, don't it? But it's not, I promise you. We love you, the Dolly Blue, but you know, you've got Tony Gray, he's rolling back the years as well. Richard Brody was scoring for it. Got 9 different goal scorers in the last month. They're spreading it around, you know. It's they're not relying on one person.
Well, they've made Swampy's top 6 already, haven't they? So that's
well, yeah.
So for Warrington, though, I mean, we are looking at a very fluid top end, because Basford United, they were 5th on last week's NPL show, now up to 2nd. With 2 cracking results, and you look at we talk about the goals not being conceded by Warrington. Let's talk about the goals that Basford United are knocking in and conceding at the same time. They're well worth the entrance fee.
They are just great fun. Great fun. There's no in between. I think you've pointed this out before. Where, you know, the table doesn't lie. 1-7, lost 5. You can split it completely between home and away. They've kind of got these two faces. Played 7-1-6 at home, played 5, lost 4 away. So, should be pretty easy team to bet on, I would have thought, going into the weekend.
Oh, and got it. just so you... They are playing Lancaster this weekend.
Where, though? Where?
Well, that's a fair point, actually. They are at Lancaster, so Lancaster should win.
Should win.
With new manager. Bounce.
Yeah.
Exactly, so I'd... You know
what? Are we sponsored by a betting company?
We should be.
Everyone else is. Yeah, no. So expect Ray Winston to pop up any second.
We've got Poland involved, anyway. That's
we need perfect. A northern version of Ray Winston. I think he's too cockney for this show. We need someone.
We could do with Brian Glover.
Cover all bases on this show.
Yeah. All Basefords.
Anyway, back on this. So Basford United have had a great set of results over the past couple of occasions, beating Workington and also beating Whitby.
They have, but they can't go win-lose like this and expect to finish in the playoffs. Whilst it's glorious fun.
Why not? when you've
got...
lose
all their away games, I don't think it's going to be enough.
Teams made the playoffs on that record last year, didn't they?
Okay, let's see.
I'm just saying, though, I mean, Paul Carden said that the winners are going to have a very low points score, so yeah, you might as well...
Yeah, probably a high number of... I think he's so been quite prophetic.
Maybe Baseford are the precursor for what this season is going to be all about.
Possibly.
Anyway.
I think they'll hit the stride properly at some point as well, away from home. They look very, very solid on home AstroTurf, but Liam Hearn started to find the net as well, now, which
Matt
is an ominous sign.
And Matt Wilson together. Again, I said a couple of weeks ago, didn't we? Them two get them formed together. Going to be unstoppable. It's going to be very, very tough players that will just take you
over. What about Scarborough? Now, Scarborough did drop the ball a bit on Saturday. Well, and Steve Kitchick's post-match interview, by the way, is well worth tracking down. It's it's really good. But, they got beat by Nantwich, who are no mugs. They are in third, just 2 points off the league leaders.
And I think they'll be gutted about it. I really, really think that...
Because they would have been top.
They should be top. That's the thing, and Scarborough, the players will know it, the management team certainly knows it. They've dropped 7 points at home, and you can make a very good argument for saying that they should have picked up all seven of those points. They had a 2-2 draw against Matlock right at the start of the season, lost 3-2 the other day, of course, and they lost at home against Marine as well in the FA Cup, remember?
They did beat Witham, though.
Two goals from set pieces, but I still think Scarborough...
They still count.
Yeah, I was going to say, have you seen... it's more that it was such poor goals for Witten to concede. They'll be disappointed they've lost through that, but I don't think there's too many complaints that Scarborough were the better team last night and bounced back really impressively from losing.
I think it says a lot about Witten. Again, they've not really put pressure on the teams like they did last season. I don't know if it's that I'm just showing how good this league is this year.
I think they're taking the foot off the accelerator when they think they've got games won, like against Nantwich. They've got the players there. I mean, Coulson is one of the best players in the division, no question about it. Dave Merritt, your warhorse there at fullback, absolutely brilliant, and the midfield's cracking. They should go up this season. They should. But
how can you say this
as a Hyde fan?
No, I don't mean as a Hyde fan, but just the fact that I know it's cliche. Everyone says, "Oh, it's so open this division," but you can't call that, can you? At the moment, who's going to?
They're good enough. They are good enough. The first hour against Hyde, they were the best team I've seen for a very, very long time in non-league. They were great.
Simo's got his hand up.
No, it's relevant to Scarborough, and it's probably going to be relevant to South Shields when we talk about them in a minute. Steve Kittredge's interview after the game last night was really interesting. That he was saying that there's a little bit of a managing of expectation needed at Scarborough, in that they were so disappointed not to beat Nantwich at the weekend, and there's kind of a little bit of kind of grumbling then, and there's a little bit of grumbling at the game last night, amazingly, and they were winning. And so he was making the point that...
The fans get on the back quickly.
They get on the back quickly, and he was saying, we can't win every game in the way that we have done in the past couple of seasons. It's going to be harder. We're playing at a harder, at a higher level. And there's better teams, you know. They had to work really hard to beat a good team yesterday. And I think it ties in with some of the things that are coming out of South Shields at the moment. This is a tough division. And whilst they're both going to be in the reckoning, it isn't going to be... a gimme.
You know what the problem is?
The problem, I think, is Buxton and Grantham. Isn't the problem that, you know, when you talk about these teams, that, you know, they there is a bit of management involved, isn't there? Where they got expectation management and all that. You talk about South Shields, you talk about Scarborough, you talk about Warrington. They all come with that baggage of expectation, don't they?
Not so much with Warrington. I think they're...
Well, not on this table, obviously, in the preview show, but now, certainly.
Well, I think the Warrington fans are quite realistic. They've got one over us because they knew what was coming, where we didn't.
They're not as shouty, though, are they?
No.
No. Never have been.
It's a Cheshire thing. let's talk about Buxton. Let's go from Cheshire to Derbyshire. Buxton, they'd be Buxton, aren't they? But a 2-0 win against South Shields on Tuesday night shows their credentials.
Well, also, it was from the ridiculous to the sublime. So the first team to lose to Lancaster on Saturday, weren't they? So, I mean, that will have stung big time. But to then recover and beat South Shields.
It weren't just that, Simo, but it was the first game they lost on the new artificial surface.
This is true.
Where... it was just all kinds of ludicrous, that game. Buxton just didn't show up that day, but we should not be surprised that Buxton are where they are at the moment. Because
we did give them some love. I know we might have got Warrington wrong, but we did kind of say...
Well, Ackers and Philo, they've done it before.
They know what they're doing.
With Ashton United. They got them into the playoffs 3 years on the spin, and...
I
I think, again, with the
signs looking good, aren't they?
Just coming on the back of a little bit of a poor run, because obviously getting knocked out to Colville.
Have we seen that with Sam Shields as well, with the Stockport County result? Because it does knock you win from yourself.
They were gutted to lose that game. They felt they'd done enough minimum to get a replay, but felt they were better than Stockport, if you listen to what the management team was saying after the game. And they were quite dismissive of County, weren't they, really, instead of saying we lost this game, they didn't win it, kind of thing. South Shields is a really curious one, isn't it? What's going on there? They've played 6 away games and lost 4. And they do seem to have, and actually the management team is starting to allude to this, they do seem to have a real kind of brittleness to them this season. I mean, last night, Ali Pitts after the game, fascinating interview if you want to watch this.
He's a good talker.
I think he's really honest, but he was saying, making the point, coming back to about expectations, that a lot of their players who've been with South Shields on this run have never been in this situation before. And what he means by that is back-to-back defeats. I mean, how ludicrous is that? I mean, the teams we cover or write about, and back-to-back defeats at South Shields, he's having to come out and say, we've never been in this position before. This is now a test for us. And I was watching thinking, oh my God, he's right.
This is just the rise up the pyramid. This is what you have to do, isn't it? You hit these little bumps in the road.
But the thing is, though, Ben, Simon was absolutely right. I mean, the games they've lost away, apart from last night, they've all been 3-0.
Yeah, no,
Ferriby was the big one, wasn't it?
Farsley, you know, I know there was mitigating circumstances, but they shipped goals in that game, didn't they?
Yeah, but there was mitigating circumstances of their own
self-inflicted.
Yeah.
It's not only that as well. I think they've had the disciplinary records saying quite a little bit about them rolling as well, because they've had
well, there was two red cards in that
But again, I think that's I don't want to say the pressure's getting to them at the moment. But again, just going back to what we were saying about Scar before, the expectation a little bit is that.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you've got to throw in that at home. Yeah. They're doing really well.
Yeah,
they're
four out of four. Untouchable.
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly. They may well go through the entire season unbeaten. Who knows?
Aren't we talking about Basford all over again?
Yes.
Well, there we go. That's the point I make it. I reckon you could win all your home games. South Shields lose all your ways.
V Grantham at the weekend.
What, sorry?
South Shields v Grantham at the weekend.
That is a big, big game, isn't it?
Can I just go back to Buxton
segueing perfectly. go on, Burke.
I was going to say, one thing.
It's not my segue you're trampling on.
One thing that. I do apologise, Simon. One thing that we should have mentioned about Buxton is that they are tight as anything at the back, aren't they? They've only conceded 10 goals. It's the second fewest. Sorry, 8 goals. Yeah. It's the second fewest, joint second fewest in the entire division. And they've got the foundations there. And we know they've got the strike force and ra-di-da-di-da. But they've got it right at the back this time, which we haven't been able to say about Buxton for a good long while.
Can we talk about Grantham then?
Sure.
Grantham.
If you want.
Grantham. They win on Saturday. I think they beat Whitby, didn't they? Whitby? They beat Whitby on Saturday.
Well, they came from behind 2-0 down to beat Whitby.
And then get beat at home by Hensford.
That's right.
But aren't we talking another Basford South Shields?
Well, Hensford are also the kings of the road, best away team
but terrible
in the
at
league.
Home.
But terrible at home. So they've kind of got a weird paradox going on there. In this, you know, they've won 4 of their 6 away games, Hensford, so that's incredible, actually. We'll have to wait and see if it's a blip, because it's only their second defeat. Huge game at the weekend, as we said, against South Shields.
Who are they playing?
South Shields. Yeah. Boom, bang, a banger.
Just to say about Hensford, we might as well throw in at this point, we talked about Hensford, Stafford, Nantwich, Farsley, Gainsborough, Stalybridge, all you could say in the same breath of playoff contenders, title contenders, promotion contenders,
right,
whatever you want.
Hang on, Ben.
That's a lot of teams there.
Hang on, Ben. You can't call them playoff or promotion contenders at this stage of the season.
Apart from Stalybridge... and Grantham.
And got Stalybridge.
Apart from Grantham and Stalybridge,
Stalybridge. Come on, pronounce it right. You're only from down the road.
What am I saying?
You're saying Stalybridge.
Stalybridge.
It's Stalybridge.
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 Can we take...
He lives there.
Stalybridge.
What am I saying wrong?
It's saying Stalybridge.
Stalybridge.
It's Stalybridge.
What am I saying wrong?
You're saying...
Hensford.
apart from Grantham and Stalybridge... Stalybridge. Right, apart from that, what's wrong with the way I'm saying Stalybridge?
You're saying it all wrong. It's Stalybridge. You need to put the emphasis on the bridge. You're putting the emphasis on Staley.
So there's a hyphen in between them.
Is Sid currently banging his head against the wall?
Stalybridge.
Not all you're getting there, Stalybridge.
anyway.
We've got to take exclusive credit for their climb up the table, because since he came on this show...
Yeah, They haven't lost.
They haven't lost.
Yeah, and they keep scoring. There's one. We need to score. Well, there you go. Sorry. But we said Gainsborough, Farnsley, Hensford, Stafford Rangers. In breaths, we were saying they were player contenders
this
season.
There's something very important to say about Stalybridge. They've played 11 league games so far. 8 of them have been at home.
Yes.
They've played 3 away and lost 2 of them.
So it's going to...
Well, this is the thing, Tigo. It's going to start kicking in over the next couple of months. December looks horrible for them. They've got to play against South Shields and Hyde, of course. So, you know, it's going to be a really...
Yeah, well, you can't really see Hyde getting called off on Boxing Day, can you?
No, that's a fair point. Well, no, it's going to start kicking in, I think, for Stalybridge soon. And they'll be back in the
They've had
the
a good,
natural,
good month, though.
But what about Gainsborough, Farnsley, Nantwich? They're the ones with the games in hand.
Yeah, with Gainsborough, I think we touched on this a little bit last month, the fact they hadn't played the teams around them as such. Mm. Looking at the results since the last one, draw with Farnsley, Celtic... Stalybridge got beat 2-1. Yep. Next couple of weeks, they've obviously got Owen Blythe on Saturday in the FA Cup. Baysford on the Tuesday night, subject to the replay. Hideaway, Warrington, Scarborough in the next month. So this is going to be their true test. Yep. And I think now we're seeing what games we can. No disrespect to the teams they've beaten already.
No, you're right, Tigo. They haven't played anyone. They haven't played anyone in the top six yet. And they must be the only team in the division who can say that at the moment. And they've had a decent start to the season. Yeah. But again, as with Scarborough, I think they're going to be a little bit disappointed. They're going great guns at home. They won all the games. But away, they're very much of a muchness. Lost a couple, drawn a couple, won one.
I was a bit disappointed with them when they came to Northwich. They drew 0-0 with Witten. It wasn't a great game, to be fair. But I expected them to be a lot better than what they were.
And the Farnsley thing, I mean...
They're on the move.
Adam Leyland hinted at this, the fact that, you know, they have got a bit of a fixture congestion coming up, that, you know, they are where they are, aren't
they've
they?
Already got 4 games in hand on Baysford.
Yeah, and we interviewed him about, what was it, 2 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, and he predicted this was going to happen. So anyway, I think we'll draw a line under part one. In part two, we are going to be discussing the lower half of the table a bit more in depth, and in the third part, we're going to talk about the FA Cup. But we're going to talk about the FA Cup now as well, because on Friday I caught up with Marine's manager, Mr. Neil Young, because Marine this weekend are travelling to Brackley Town in the National League North, and we never interviewed Neil Young last week because it was too close to the last interview I did with Neil Young, so I gave him a week off. So let's hear what Neil Young had to say about this match this weekend in the third qualifying round of the FA Cup against Brackley Town.
Yeah, obviously a big tie, FA Cup tie. You know, it's always exciting to be in the FA Cup. We obviously got a tough tie in Blackley Town, but all looking forward to it. Lads have been in good spirits, trained really well this week. So, yeah, really looking forward to it.
And obviously we spoke when you just got appointed, and it's been a great run since you've joined the club. You must be dead pleased with that side of things.
Yeah, we've done well without being spectacular, but as I said previously, you know, the work rate and efforts and attitude of the players has been fantastic. We've managed to bring one or two players in. But as I say, the work rate, lads taking new ideas has been great. And obviously we've had 4 decent results, and hopefully we can take that into tomorrow's game.
And the last result was that Tuesday night win against Stafford Rangers. You are competing against teams up at the top end. So where do you see the club going now, now you've had time to put your feet under the table?
Well, I know it's an old cliche, I think, but I think, you know, we do need to take one game at a time. I'm still assessing, you know, the players that we've currently got at the club, you know, and to see where they're at in terms of what we can do in terms of strengthening the team. But yeah, as I say, we had a decent result Tuesday night, you know, a great win last Saturday against Hensford. We've got to build on that. But more importantly, you know, we just worry about Brackley now, which we know is going to be a tough ask. But you know, we'll be going there asking the lads to give exactly what they've been given since we've been in. And as I say, you know, once we actually get our feet under the table a little bit more, we'll be able to assess where we are as a club.
And obviously, it is a tough draw, this one. Brackley Town have been very impressive in the National League North. I mean, what you expected from them?
Well, I've been there a couple of times myself with other clubs as a manager. Kevin's got a very strong team. They won the FA Trophy last year, beaten in the playoff final. So I think personally it's probably as tough a draw as we could have got, particularly away from home. But the FA Cup is the FA Cup, you know, and it's always, you know, there's always upsets, and hopefully one of them will be us.
And how's the squad shaping up heading into this game? Because it's quite a long trek, that one, as well, we should say. It's quite a long journey.
Yeah, fairly is, yeah. Yeah, so we've got a long trip. You know, we had one at Workington a few weeks ago. Obviously, Bracken tomorrow. Squad's OK. We've brought Finlay Sinclair Smith in from Blackpool on loan. He's done really well. We've brought Steve Irwin in, although he's cup-tied for tomorrow's game. And today we've just completed the loan signing of Chris Sang, centre-forward from Berry. So, yeah, we've lost. Obviously, Don Reid went to Warrington, but I'm fairly happy, you know, with the squad we've currently got. And as I say, I can't ask more from the players than what they're giving me.
And finally, Neil, what's your message to your away fans? Obviously, Marines had some great cup runs in the past as well. What's your message to the fans for tomorrow?
I think the fans are travelling. I think we've got quite a number going down. I think they know that the lads are giving everything they can, and we'll do exactly the same again. They get behind the team, and the team will hopefully respond and give them the best we possibly can in the game.
Welcome back. Neil Young there, manager at Marine, and you are listening to the EvoStick NPL show for the month of September here at the Heat and Hot. Berkey's here, Simo's here, T-Gotty's here.
Evening.
Going to talk about the FA Cup a bit more in depth shortly, but let's head back to the Premier Division and talk about the lower half. We've already touched upon Lancaster City. What about the other two in the bottom three places? North Ferrabit, Matlock Town. Matlock have got a new manager.
They have, and they've started to turn things. They've started scoring goals. I mean, yeah. That 5-2 that last night well, against Ferrabit.
I'll say about the early 6-pointer down last night as well.
So. Is that a 6-pointer?
Yeah, absolutely. Of course,
yeah,
it is.
I think it probably is. And also in terms, obviously, Dave Frecklington's desperately trying to turn things around there. And before last night, they'd lost 7 games in a row. So I think it's a huge win for them.
Mm-hmm. But we at the start of the season, we had a sneaky feeling Matlock could be doing all right this season. It looked like they'd made good signings. Yeah. A few people got out the door. Saints, Ted Cribbley, he's gone to Mickleover now. But the thing is, they seem to be motoring on quite all right. They've scored 7 goals in the last 2 games. So, you know, you just need to sort the defence out a little bit, and I'm sure they'll be all right, actually. So, when you said, is it a 6-pointer? Now I'm not so sure.
I mean, if Matlock do pull themselves out of it...
they've got Hyde on Saturday.
Who's getting dragged in? Is that a 6-pointer? Because there's only 5 points.
No, it's not. I'll tell you, you'll get dragged in. And actually, I've got 2 choices on this. One of them's going to be Whitby, which, considering they were 5th last time we did the show, that sounds like a bit of a surprise, but they've dropped like a stone this month. And remember last season, they just dropped and dropped and dropped, and we were worried they'd carry it on at the start of this season. And I've got that concern that they've just lost that momentum. They were 2-0 up the other day against Grantham and just let it slide, lost that one 3-2 in the end. But
Whitby in the last 4 games, I played Basford, Grantham, Hyde and Nantwich. They're all losable games.
They're all winnable as well. Well, considering their early season form, you'd expect them to get something out of it. And they didn't at all. But I've got greater concerns, to be dead honest, about Mickleover. I saw him on Saturday and the sum of the parts isn't equaling their performances. At the moment, they've got Pablo Mills, Ricky Ravenhill, the manager John McGrath. They've got over 1,000 Football League appearances between them.
I mentioned the part about who Whitby played. What about who Mickleover's been beaten by? Gainsborough, Buxton, Grantham, Farsley, Warrington,
Hyde.
And Hyde. That's that's tough. That's a tough run of games.
They've won 2 games out of 11.
And they've drawn with Scarborough. So they've not been. I mean, it's difficult. It's difficult this stage of the season because if you do come across a run like that, then you suddenly drop like a stone, don't you?
That's fair. I mean, I've only won 1 in the last 8. It's not great. I think that's a fair comment. Whilst Berkey was talking about Hyde's recent opponents, I'm wondering what he made of Workington because I'm a little bit worried about them.
Don't be worried about Workington in the slightest. They're a really good
just
team.
Got Kyle Maybach, aren't they?
He came in and just slotted in as if he'd never been away for 18 months. Okay. You know, he was outstanding last night. Obviously, he kind of knows all the players there anyway, because Workington's squad never changes particularly anyway. They've still got most of the team who were in the playoff final a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
The thing is, they just seem a little short on... I don't want to say short on confidence at all, because they were zipping the ball about pretty well, but they don't seem to have the cutting edge at the moment.
And their away form is absolutely wretched.
Well, that's it. They'd lost all 5 up until last night. It was a 0-0.
Isn't it? I mean, we've got John McKay coming on in shortly to talk about the FA Cup. We will touch upon the league form because it has been a bit very sticky start for them. But It must be really annoying if, because we've all travelled to these longer ways. We get off the coach and we can barely write or commentate straight after. I mean, imagine having to go kick a football around.
I know. Well, this is the thing, at home, working and doing all right. They've won two, they've drawn two, and I think that's pretty much going to carry on for the rest of the season. It may well be the home form that rescues them, although I don't think it'll need to. They've had a lot of senior players out over the summer. They've got a couple of defenders out. Well, that's why Kyle May's come back, because they desperately needed cover at the back. Working them, they'll be absolutely fine. No question about it whatsoever. Okay. They're a good team.
While we're talking about teams who aren't as high as they probably would like to be, we might as well touch upon the teams in 15th and 16th. And well, everyone I mentioned in the last 5 minutes, Hyde's beat them. So what are you doing down in 16th?
Well, because we played all the teams at the top. Simple as that. We really have. Things are starting to knit together a little bit more now for the side. They've had a change in formation. It went from the usual 4-2-3-1, which served them very well last season, and they've gone, it's just not working for whatever reason this season. So they've gone to five at the back, come a little bit narrower, so wing backs are doing more of the work. Porritt's come in field and Tom Pratt's come in a little bit more too, and it seems to be suiting them. Remember, Hyde have only conceded, you know, 10 goals this season. It's on the par.
You've only
teams
scored
are up in,
8 though.
Yeah, never mind that. We've got Tom Greaves, who's a good Bradford lad. Hello, Damien.
He's pro football, isn't
he? Did you really? Well, I know. There you are.
Yeah.
Tom Greaves has scored a few. Chibb's got a couple on the mark as well. But they're not playing together for obvious reasons, in so much that they're very similar in how they play the game. Kyle Jones, he's gone now, so he's not going to be coming off the bench and doing his crazy legs thing and ra-di-da-di-da, but started well for Ossett United. And Hyde will be fine, but they're just finding the feet in the division. We had a word with Darren Kelly after the game last night, and I actually asked him, is this division tougher than you expected?
Yeah.
And he said, to be honest with you, I didn't really know how tough it'd be, but there's no bad teams in it. You know, you have to work a lot harder to get points, and the jump from the first division to the Premier Division, it's a really, really significant one.
Are we looking at an unfortunate situation here where a lot of teams will be going, I wish this was last season, where only one team gets relegated? Because I'm looking down that bottom half.
That's
going,
most teams.
No, but I'm looking down, in particular, I'm looking down that bottom half of the table going, they're too big to go down, aren't they?
There's no such thing.
Well, as someone who's written about Witten being relegated in the very recent past, no one's too big to go down. It's a very similar themes to Hyde, really. I think they'll be a little bit disappointed that they're not higher in the table. Having seen most of their games, they're like every team, there's a couple of sub stories where they get games where they should have taken something which they didn't, but everyone,
Hyde
was one of them. Well, they drew that game, but they should have won it. So there's been a couple like that. I don't think anyone's worried. Obviously, you made the point about work, so they have been dipping in and out the FA Cup, so they've got a couple of games in hand as well. The big change for Witten has been they're struggling a little bit away from home this season, which was a massive strength for them last year. And I've touched on this last month, so I won't bang on about it. It's slightly to do with the change of style in play. They had a lot of pace on the break last year and were able to nick goals away from home, got them draws, got them wins. They've lost that element to their game, and they're finding it quite difficult when they go behind because they've not got a great deal of variety going forward. So that's something they do need to address. Before last night, to be fair, they've actually played really well in the last 2 weeks, and I thought they were kind of starting to be on an upward curve. So it'll be interesting to see how they react to losing to Scarborough.
Does tiredness come into it? Because you've got a really small squad.
Yeah.
And you just can't really change too many players there. And it's Saturday, Tuesday. You've got to train on your Thursday night as well. And it's really going to sap the legs of particularly small squads like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. It's something I was talking to Carl about yesterday, actually, because they had meant to have a league game in the middle last week against Farsley, and they got called off because Farsley were playing in their county cup. And what Witten did is they were so done in after beating Spennymoor in the FA Cup, they basically gave all the players a week off. They rocked up at North Ferriby on Saturday and wiped the floor with them. I know North Ferriby is struggling, but he said like it was amazing the difference, just that little bit of rest that they had. And he was really concerned. They went all the way back up to the North East again last night to play Scarborough, needing to have one eye on a huge game for the club in the FA Cup on Saturday. And he was like, I can't really rotate. So it didn't shock me that they lost. But that's going to be a recurring theme because they're still going to have Saturday, Tuesdays relatively frequently. And it's something they need to be careful of, because they do. You're right, they do have a small squad.
Teagot, why do we start 2 weeks later?
I was about to come to him.
You say it.
On the Division 1 show this week, we do have an interview with Brian Richardson at Prescott Cables.
Right.
On the newly named East West show.
Is that official?
Well, it's official. Basically, the show will go out and people go, oh, that's the name. So it's not, there's no fanfare. But on the East West show, Brian Richardson says, we were at a bit of a disadvantage when we played the counties side, Earlham, because they kicked off the season two weeks earlier than us, and they were a lot more game fresh. And as we saw with all the results from the counties versus Step 4, there was a lot of upsets there.
It's the chairman that vote on all this. So I don't know why people are moaning.
Officially, I get the same answer.
Yeah, but if you look at this season, teams in the first division, unless they go on cup runs or you know, one or two postponements in the future, you're not going to have a midweek game as such. So it is literally.
No, but they are. If we want our sides to do well, then the chairman have to all gather around, aren't they, and go, right, we've got to start the season I'm an FC fan, we hardly have any Tuesday games.
Again, obviously, the Premier Division's in the same situation as the First Division was last year, because, again, four less midweek games to function for.
And we've got the League Cup.
Yeah, and again, teams who want to take the County Cup seriously, they've got the option to do that now during the season.
No one takes it seriously. Come
we've won it for the last 3 years.
Right, anyway. I'm sure no one else takes it seriously.
Anyway, right, that was a nice little interlude.
Wasn't it?
I kind of lost my thread, so we'll say let's hear from John McKay now, chairman at Workington. They've got a big game this weekend in the FA Cup with our very own Kidsgrove Athletic. Let's hear what John McKay had to say.
Yes, certainly we're all looking forward to it. This year we've had two wins in the FA Cup, whereas last year we went out at the first hurdle. And obviously, you know, it's a good atmosphere when you have progress in the cup, because the FA Cup is still looked upon by many, even at non-league level, as, you know, the bee's knees after the league.
And especially when you consider, I hate to bring money up, but it is a big deal this season, with the prize money side of things. Has that transformed a lot of people's views about the FA Cup, do you feel?
It certainly transformed everyone's views of the money, because being doubled, it's a great incentive. And obviously that has helped our club, as it will help every single club. But I just wish that the money didn't been doubled in the trophy, which would have meant every non-league club, right from the first round right to the final, would have benefited. But it's only in the FA Cup, which is good, but lots of little clubs go out early on, so they don't get the chance to get the real benefit.
Just to focus on the Workington side of things for the FA Cup, I've got a FA Cup fact file for this fact. It's been 5 years since Workington last got to the fourth qualifying round. Sorry to bring that up, John. But what would a cup run mean for Workington at this stage of the club's history?
Well, obviously, if we got that far, we would be 30 grand at least, more beneficial, because we've had two wins. If we can win on Saturday, which we hope will be the case, that will put £30,000 into the coffers, with the prize money of £25,000 in the fourth qualifying round. And that would be a fantastic achievement for the club. It would be a lot of money, because it makes the stability of the club in the short term and longer term even much easier, because at the end of the day, all non-league clubs struggle for cash. The gate money, in the vast majority, doesn't pay for everything, and they rely on all sorts of other incomes, donation from fans, sponsorship, advertising, and obviously cup runs. And cup runs bring in the money fairly quickly.
And I'll come back to promoting this match one last time in a second or two. But while I've got you on, John, I do have to talk about the league form. It's been a bit of a sticky start. Is there any particular reason for that sluggish start, injuries or travel or anything like that? Or
The main reason is the killer of a league programme we had at the end of last season, which resulted in five of our mainstay having long-term injuries, hernias, etc., knee problems. And all five were missing at the beginning of the season. Two have managed to get back, but they're not match fit yet. And three, we're still waiting for three of our main players to come back. So we've had to bring in, you know, a lot of young players from reserves and other local clubs, which are doing a great job, but it takes time for them to gel into a team and to obviously make the grain of moving up from, you know, two or three leagues below up to Northern Premier League standard.
And I was going to say, so what we're looking at for Workington then is the old cliche, don't look at Workington until the second half of the season when they start to scare a lot of people in the playoff positions. Is that what we're looking at?
Hopefully that will be the situation. Time will tell. At the end of the day, you know, I mean, everyone looks at promotion as the only success. But for some clubs, and, you know, there's a few clubs nearly going to the wall, and their success will be just survival and playing football next season. Obviously, our success will be a good cup run and solid, if not further up mid-table, and hopefully would be somewhere near the playoffs, if not in the playoffs, by the end of the season. But there's a long way to go between now and then.
And finally, John, just a plug for this weekend, Workington against Kidsgrove Athletic. It's a very big occasion for the club. What are you expecting from the fans, and what's your message to the fans heading into this Saturday's match?
The message to the fans is come and support the club, because it's a massive game. It's not only 15,000 on Saturday, but it's a potential 15 on Saturday and 25 with the next round, and who knows what happens. Every journey starts with a single step. We've had two good steps. We hope third steps on Saturday, which will lead us into the fourth and fifth, and who knows where.
John Mackay, chairman at Workington, joining us here on September's edition of the Evo Stick NPL show. And this is part three of the future award-winning, never won an award, never been nominated for an award, and that's how it's going to stay. Evo Stick NPL show here at the Heat and Hop.
We're not bitter.
In Stockport. No.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Because Swampy's not here, putting me off. Mr. Ian Burke's here from 26-0. Andrew Simpson's here from the Midchester Guardian.
I am.
And social media officer representing the league.
Evening.
T-Guy's here, James Hayes. So we might as well start with Workington against Kidsgrove Athletic in the third qualifying round of the FA Cup. Just to say, we have got Ryan Austin, manager at Kidsgrove Athletic, on this mum's Evo Stick East and West show. East-West show?
Yeah.
Are we having a hyphen? An and?
Well,
are an actual written and
all one word, just go for it.
Don't go for east west with a slash in it.
No, none of that.
East West Records, and they'll probably sue you as they sued the Wild Arts back in the day. But that's
legal advice.
Thanks. We have got Ryan Austin coming on the East West show, talking about Workington against Kidsgrove Athletic. I should say we've also got, speaking of the same show, Jason Ledden, chairman at Clee Forbes, coming on as well, because Clee Forbes got a big match. Let's talk about Workington. Workington against Kidsgrove Athletic. Is there an upset on the cards, or is it too far to go for Kidsgrove? Kidsgrove in great form.
Yeah, they are, but I think Workington will really do the business. They've started to get a little... Well, you can't really call it momentum, but they've started to get a little bit of belief back, I think. The band's kind of back together with Kyle May being there. And just his presence there. You could feel it from the touchline. I know it sounds a little bit peculiar, but it's true. Everyone was lifted by him being there. 545 appearances made for the club now. Club legend, the best player of all time. And he's back. He might not be there forever. Well, he's not going to be there forever, obviously. He's not going to be there for too many more seasons. But he is Workington, basically. And he's back there. And I don't see anyone getting past him.
Thing is, with Kidsgrove, they've looked a lot different team this year, and not just on the pitch but off it as well.
They're a much different team.
Yeah, they're much different team, and they're a lot more energetic behind them, especially with the fact the start that they've had in the season. They're pushing the top five, top six in the West Division at this moment in time.
I think they've got a chance. I think Berkey's right. I think Workington are favourites, but I looked this afternoon, Kidsgrove have got one through three rounds, all of them away from home.
Yep.
Where?
Mosley, which was a great win.
Yeah, absolutely.
Avon Colts, which also was a pretty good win.
An even better win, actually.
And they beat Ramy in the replay on penalties in the first round, away from home.
I'm not going to do that because they've played Mosley like three times this season.
Yeah.
But every time, they've been classic games as well as people have been saying.
So, I think it's a good tie, that.
Yeah, I think so. We obviously heard from Neil earlier, from Marine. Marine are travelling to Brackley Town. Very tough game, that one, for the Merseysiders. Any way through it for our lot?
Yeah, actually. They turned the odds on their head against Scarborough. They shouldn't have beaten Scarborough. They had two goals at dispatching them and didn't. And I think Mourinho are made a tougher stuff these days. I mean, Neil's still a relatively new manager. He's only been in the role 2-3 weeks.
And yeah, but they've done really well since he came in, though.
Absolutely, that's what I mean. I've got a feeling they could. I mean, Brackley may look at it and go, oh, Mourinho, they're down near the bottom of step three. They've got
spending
no chance.
It's more Witten situation, isn't it?
Yeah, potentially. But then again, Witten are a right tough as all boot side. And there's no easy way of getting past Witten, I don't think. But on paper, obviously, Bradley should win it. But Marine, they're going to put up a good fight, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
Right, elsewhere, and perhaps we'll go to Cleethorpes as well while we're talking about Division 1 West before with Kidsgrove. Division 1 East, Jason Ledden on the East West show this month. Cleethorpes Town against Geisler.
What's going on, though? Cleethorpes are bottom of the league, but they're on this... Brilliant.
Well,
I'll
find out when I speak to Jason. Yeah. But
they've only played Geisley, seven
games. Geisley, that's very winnable, that for Cleethorpes.
They're in and out this season, aren't they, Geisley? And it's an odd one. I mean, I'm sure you don't need reminding that Cleethorpes beat Hyde United in the FA Trophy last season. So they've got some form there from a year ago. And
they've still got the majority of the team from last year, and again, they beat, they absolutely hammered Bamber Bridge in the last round.
6-0. Bamber Bridge as well.
Bamber Bridge's biggest ever defeat in the FA Cup, I believe.
And the first defeat of the season, if you remember correctly, as well.
Certainly at home.
But they've got two massive games, potentially three massive games the next week there, Cleethorpes. Can they keep the pace? Because obviously they've got the FA Trophy as well.
Well, they're being victims of a fixture congestion problem, aren't they? Because they've got four games in hand over Pickering Town, who are just 3 points ahead of them. So it's like,
and I think that's what the chairman will say to you.
Yeah,
I don't think
is there any point in interviewing him.
Yeah,
that is what he's going to say.
Well, yeah, but it's still slightly alarming if you are bottom of the league.
I'll come back to the biggest game of the round shortly. Let's talk about games between Trinity against Blyth Spartans. Redley seen it on last week's show. That too is a winnable game for the NPL side.
Well, they've won all four games at home so far in the league, haven't they? So they've got every chance of beating a Blyth team who are in a little bit of disarray at the moment.
I don't think it's a happy camp.
It's not, is it?
No. And I'm obviously looking desperately for side two, you know, struggling from my point of view.
There's a good chance for Gainsborough, but I don't think that...
Especially at home, at North Elm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I agree, but I don't think they're everything that they were cracked up to be at the start of the season. They've not really set that early season pace, have they? But as you say, at North Elm, one of the great grounds of non-league football, they seem unstoppable at the moment. And I'd be surprised, actually, if Blyth win that. I think I'd be leaning towards a draw in the first game and...
Which is how Blyth saw off Nantwich in the last round. We were all kind of like, fancy Blyth to be in a
replay.
He only just beat them in the replay, but managed to get them back up to the North East. But that might be Blyth's best chance.
Kettering Town against Hemsford Town. We had Rob Smith on last week. Kettering Town, the slayers of Rudy Funk's AFC Mansfield.
How dare they?
I know. How dare they? But they only just did it.
That was the deciding fact. AC Mansfield giving an absolute good going as well, but just couldn't get. They should have got a replay out of the game from all the reporters saying just trying to get Kettering absolutely flying in the Central Division at this moment in time. So it's
an horrible draw for Hensford, let's face it.
But they're good away from home.
But I was just going to say,
sorry,
they've done the business away from home. They won away from home in the last round as well, so that gives them hope. It's still a real, real tough draw though.
Michelover Sports against Alfreton.
Alfreton, it should be, but Alfreton are having a bit of a wobbly time at the moment.
Tom Denton left.
That's the thing, he's gone Chesterfield. I don't think he's really turned Chesterfield's fortune.
He might be back in the National League North.
But I think it's going to be tough for Michelover. But the thing is, as we've touched on earlier in the show, they've got the individual know-how. Yeah. It's just whether they can bring it all together. And if they do bring it all together, they've got the potential there to be any team in the National North. They really genuinely have on their day at home. And Alfreton, just a little bit of a wobble at the minute for them. And, I think they've got half a chance. It's just whether their attitude's right.
They've got to win at home, haven't they?
Yeah, they have done. I mean, one thing that Phil Lannett, because obviously he sent me all his stuff ready for this weekend anyway... Michelover have got a 100% record against teams beginning with the letter A.
That's not a stat.
That is not a stat. Sorry. Simon, you're right. You're right.
Who've played? Anstey Nomads.
Only team they've ever played.
Yeah, it's Anstey Nomads. They beat them 6-0.
Only beat the restaurant in the first round.
Yeah, that's only beat them 6-0. Anstey Nomads 7-1.
Any more stats?
No, that's the only thing.
Okay. Was that the restaurant?
No, they beat the restaurant. That's Hormann. They beat them in the first round.
Oh, dearie me. That was great fun.
Warrington Town.
That was the greatest single moment of me on this show.
I did keep it in the edit, didn't I?
You did keep it
in the edit. Okay, so I can keep this bit in as well. Right, okay. Warrington Town against Telford United. Simo.
Just give us a minute.
Warrington against Telford.
Oh, that's what we were talking about.
Well, you know what? I think that's going to be a great game of Togger.
Oh, yes! Oh, I forgot about that.
Now, listen at home. If you can get in touch with us, because there's a lot of people out there who criticise the show for being a bit too Manx-centric, and nowadays I'm outnumbered here. It's just one man on the show.
How dare you? Hang on a minute. You're from Salford.
Exactly. You're the man.
You are not.
You're the man.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Settle down. Settle down. Can someone get in touch and explain to us what Togger means? Because there's only two people. Three?
I don't know.
There's only two people around the table. Well,
it's one here.
One and one who's sadly no longer with us. Don't worry. I don't mean like that. Yeah, R.I.P. Swamper. Now, what is Togger?
Footy. When we were at school, we played Togger.
It sounds like someone in Home and Away saying rugby.
I will be fascinated to see what the what listeners make of it and whether they've heard of it.
Togger.
Otherwise, it's going to look like a figment of my imagination.
If it's a Cheshire thing, people in Warrington will understand what you meant there. But
that's a point.
Telford. Warrington should fancy that, shouldn't they?
I think they'll win it, actually. Telford, a bit shaky away from home. They're good, very good at home in the National League North at the moment. But away from home, the form's been very much in and out, as my betting slips would attest to. And I just think Warrington at the moment, they're absolutely flying and they don't concede goals. They score tons of goals. And I think Telford will be absolutely bricking it, actually.
Finally, FC United against Witton Albion.
Is that tumbleweed? It's one of the ties of the round, isn't it?
I'm looking forward to it.
We're clearly.
I'm going to get you on. It'll be off. We'll have a good time. We'll get you on one more cup of coffee.
Lovely time.
You'll be like an internet sensation by the end of the day, Simo.
Terrifying.
What do you think of Witton's chances there? Because you've already beat Spennymoor.
Yeah, I think we've talked about this off air. I think Witton have got a chance. I think, with it being away from home, it's not as big a chance as it might have been if they were at Wincham Park. You know, I've written a little bit about kind of they've got a little bit of a giant killing thing going on under Carl McCauley, and they've beaten three or four teams from higher level in FA competitions. But I was making the point they've all been at home. They also did actually come to FC United in the FA Cup 3 years ago, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And they lost really feebly that day. In fact, the manager at the time, Scott Dundas, left not long after that. Kind of the one that kind of found that final nail in the coffin, if you like. None of the players are still there now, but some of the themes still apply in that they kind of froze in front of a big crowd that day and got overwhelmed, basically. Didn't give a good account of themselves at all. And I know it's something they're wary of this weekend, and that's going to be a big factor, how they kind of handle playing on a bigger stage. There are members of the Witton team that are very inexperienced, won't have played in surroundings like this before. If they handle it that well, I think they've got a great chance of getting through. They know that FC are vulnerable. They know that FC are going through a difficult moment. That said, we touched on it earlier in the show, Witton's away form is not great. They're quietly confident, but it's a tougher ask than it would have been.
Your away form doesn't have to be great, though. That's the thing.
One-off game, yeah.
Well, it's a one-off game, and FC United have been not great all season, let's have it right. Sorry, Ben, it's absolutely true.
You beat Altrincham.
You beat past Colne as well, didn't you?
Seriously, was it that tight? Because Colne hadn't won since.
No, it's not. It wasn't tight. It was.
They were back on form.
I think the first goal is going to be quite important, isn't it? If FC take the lead, I think it's a real test then of Witton. If Witton take the lead, that'd be really interesting.
The thing is, one thing you can guarantee with Witton is that they're going to put the FC United back line under a lot of pressure because they will go from back to front very quickly, and there'll be a lot of aerial balls coming in, and they're going to have sore necks, but there's a method to the madness in it. It doesn't look pretty, but it can be effective. And it sounds a bit strange
the
saying
back,
that.
The back three of us United, though, Halloran, Lynch, Priestley.
Oh, they're good at heading. Yeah,
exactly.
You've got no
chance. So, anyway, I've said all that now. Cal McCauley will play a different type of game and those rings round them. But anyway, just to finish things off by talking about Saturday's league matches, Lancaster against Basford, Matlock against Hyde, Nantwich against Farnsley, Ferriby against Stalybridge. That pause was there because I think I said it right. South Shields against Grantham, Stafford against Scarborough, Whitby Town against Bamber Bridge. Dead quick, just once around the table. Lancaster against Basford.
Basically, you've got to advance it at this moment in time.
Shocking away from home?
No, I think
management advance.
Lancaster are going to get something. Okay. Positive result.
I think home win.
Matlock against Hyde?
Away win.
Nantwich against Farnsley?
Away win.
Ferriby against Stalybridge?
Draw.
Yeah.
South Shields against Grantham? Big game.
It's South Shields need to turn up for that one.
They do. I'm
at home.
Narrow. I'm going to say narrow.
Yeah.
Shields.
Yeah. Nervy.
Stafford Rangers against Scarborough Athletic.
Stafford have been much better at home than they have been away, but Scarborough are decent.
Scarborough have probably been, in fact, I think Scarborough have been better away than they have at home. So,
if you continue playing as on the floor, they are unstoppable. But Stafford and Steve Bird tend to mix the game up a little bit more, don't they?
4-2 to Scarborough.
Ooh. Bamber Bridge are taking to the field just for the fourth time this season as they take on Whitby Town. They've only played about five games, haven't they? It's eight. Okay, fair.
Yeah. It's going to be attritional, that one.
Nutritional?
You know what? Look at that. Oh. What word have I written there?
Oh! Wow. And finally, just a quick mention for how many teams are going to be in the fourth qualifying round come Monday, and I'm not accepting replays as an answer. I want definite.
Two
for Berkey. What two are you going with?
Witten. No, hang on. Let me just see.
Okay.
Hang on.
Do a bit of working out.
Yeah.
Well, I'll bid four. That's four.
Right. T got four. Go.
So obviously, your kids go over you Warrington.
Workington.
Oh, Workington, sorry.
Warrington.
Gainsborough. Warrington. And I can't call the fourth one, but there will be a shock somewhere.
Is that coming at Gleeforce?
Potentially.
No.
But I don't think it'll be a tough one to ask there, but there will be a fourth one that sneaks through.
I think my pick for a shock might be Hensford. I think they might do it. And I do think
is that
a
shock?
Well, Kettering is so strong at home. I think it'd be a...
What number are you going with, Bob?
Oh, sorry. Warrington will win. Gainsborough, I think, will do it. One other.
So four?
Four.
Including the work.
Yeah.
Yeah, then. I'm going...
And Witten?
Yeah, I'm going to back Witten, yeah.
Right, there's your fault. You're welcome.
I'm going...
Saving your career there. But anyway, go on.
One of either Workington or Kidsgrove, but definitely Workington. Warrington, they've got every chance of winning that one. Witten, they've got a decent chance. They really do have a decent chance. And Gainsborough, I'd expect them to just about sneak it, I think. But my big shock, considering all the abuse I've hurled at them tonight, I just got a funny feeling about Micklover.
I think so. It's Derby that as well.
It's
about 10 miles, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a bus that goes between them.
How did you know that?
but I love it.
To be fair to our pundits on the table, they are obviously incorrect. The correct answer was 8.
Of course. Oh, is it true?
Anyway, so thank
it's
you.
It's 9, no.
Oh, yeah. You know what, Berkey? Yeah, I'm wrong. It's 9. And on that note, that is the end of this month's Evo Stick NPL show. Is Swampy on the end of the phone? You got him lined up? No? Where is he?
Did we forget about Swampy?
Oh, hello! Oh, hello.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, I'm live from the Dynamo Bar in Belgium. I'm here in Brussels, Ben. Ben, I've got a beautiful 15.5% Swedish coffee IPA. Oh, it's wonderful. Oh, and Workington. Workington will be in the playoffs, no doubt about it. Hedonisford, they'll be there or thereabouts. Oh!
Birkett from 26-0, a big thank you for joining us.
Cheers, man.
Thank you, Swampy, as well, from the Dynamo Bar. Yeah. Thank you, Andrew Simpson, from the Manchester Guardian.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Mr. James Hayes, social media officer from the league. We do have a draw as well, the Integra League Cups this week at some point.
Hopefully the draw will be announced before the podcast come out, but if not, it'll be on Facebook at some point over the next couple of days.
Are we down to the last 64 yet?
How many sports shops did we raid for those ping pong balls to do these draws? Because that's a lot of teams, isn't there?
Quite a few.
Yeah, I was going to say. Well, Ed, a big thank you to Damien and the Heating Hops for hosting us. But that is the end of this month's show. And wherever you're going this weekend, showing your FA Cup sides and that kind of thing, all nine going through, make sure you have fun. Bye-bye.
Fantastic adhesive this sticks like. From Evo Stick.
Yeah, it's incredibly strong.
And it even works on wet surfaces. Pretty impressive.
Did I tell you my lad's playing in the Evo Stick League this year?
The Evo Stick League?
Yeah, Evo Stick are the new sponsors of the Northern Premier League.
What position does your lad play?
Goalie.
You'd better put some sticks like on his gloves then.
Especially when it's wet.
Sticks like adhesive from Evo Stick. Proud sponsors of the Evo Stick League. For details of your nearest stockist, search the App Store on your iPhone for the new Evo Stick app.